Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the author of a number of books, including his new one, Warrior Monk. And it's all about a former CIA agent who becomes a pastor, or maybe the opposite of that. I always forget. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
All right. He's a CIA agent first, right?
Yeah, he used to be a CIA agent. Now he's a pastor, and now something happens, and his old life collides with his new life, and
right.
All sorts of fun.
And so he's
happen.
Having trouble wondering which is more dangerous, being a pastor or being a CIA agent?
I think you're right. Absolutely right.
So, Warrior Monk, folks, check it out. Hey, Ray, I want to ask you a question. Two and a half years ago, Congress passed like a $700 billion TARP program, right? And that was Trouble Assets Recovery Program. They were supposed to buy $700 billion worth of troubled assets, like the old program that took care of the SNLs back in the 80s, right? Wasn't it supposed to be modeled on that? And
basically, yeah, along those lines.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they got the money approved. They got it through Congress. And then all of a sudden, for some weird reason, determined that really wasn't going to work. And so they diverted that money to Wall Street bankers, if I'm not mistaken, most of it. And so we didn't have the money. We didn't have the $700 billion. So we had to borrow. We had to come up with the way to borrow the money, to get it from somebody else. Basically, taxpayers, I guess. And we gave that money to Wall Street, and they paid back some of that money, but that money hasn't been given back to the taxpayers, has it?
No, to say the least.
The bankers got not the troubled assets didn't get bought, but the bankers got bailed out. A lot of the money went to who knows where, European banks, whatever. The money got paid back to some degree, but the money just kind of went back into their coffers to spend. You and I are $700 billion hooked. Bankers paid $130-something billion in bonuses last year, what New York banks did. What's wrong with that picture, Ray? The words corruption and collusion come to mind. Am I overreacting?
Well, no, and you have to put that all within the context also of, you know, so-called economic stimulus from government. You know, we had one with the Bush administration,
which is a canard.
Right, right. Oh, exactly. And we had another from an even bigger one from the Obama administration. So, you know, when you look at all the numbers, it's frightening. It's staggering in terms of the expansion of government. And, you know, you can pick your poison here if you want to talk about spending, want to talk about the deficit.
But what about this? What about this corruption and collusion between Wall Street and Washington, Ray? Doesn't that need to be addressed?
Well,
doesn't somebody need to shine a light on that?
Yeah, well, there's nothing new there. I mean, you know, this is not.
But isn't this the most blatant example of it, though?
Well, you've got the car companies, too. Yeah, I mean, you know, sure. It's certainly got the biggest price tag, but. You know, I teach MBA classes, MBA students, and I talk about public sector economics. So when you understand the incentives at work at government and you understand the special interests and what they're looking to get from government, you know, unfortunately, none of this should be too surprising. I think the most surprising thing for people is just the overall price tag.
But I guess what I'm getting at, though, to have it right there in our face like that, where even a dummy like I can figure it out and explain it. I mean, that's just blatant. That's like we can get away with anything now.
Yeah, well, you know what, but again, we do have checks and balances in our system. And
thank God, you know, for the Tea Party.
Right. Well, I was going to say, you saw a dramatic change this past November.
Yeah.
People were pretty darn outraged about the whole thing, and now we're obviously seeing what a Republican House and a smaller Democratic majority in the Senate is planning to do on these things.
And when we come back after this break, I want to ask you if that's what all that hath wrought, if it's actually paying dividends, folks. I'm not a member of the Tea Party. I've only interviewed one of their members, and he's kind of a tangential member on the show, and you know, but I'll tell you, it's not the Tea Party, but it's the grassroots rising up on their hind legs to say, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to all keep doing that. We can't stop. Don't join the Tea Party. Just rise up and get mad about this. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.